Hi, everyone. As we get ready for the lacrosse Final Four here in Foxborough, the road to the Final Four, May 27th through 29, runs through this weekend's quarterfinals. And here to break it down is Chris Hogan, Patriots wide receiver, and of course, a former lacrosse standout, a midfielder at Penn State, before his collegiate football travels took him to Monmouth. And we should note, by the way, your head coach is alma mater Wesleyan, advancing to the quarterfinals of Division III. But we're going to break down the games in the round of eight at the Division I level. We'll start with the number one seed, Maryland. Terrapins had a bit of a struggle against local program Bryan, of course, getting by Bryan to meet Albany, which knocked off the defending national champions, North Carolina.
Maryland's a great team. I mean, they have the one seed. They have some really good players on there. Off the top of my head, I know they got attackman Matt Rambo. I'm pretty sure he's up for the Wharton this year. The Albany and North Carolina game was really exciting. I actually watched that one as well. Carolina battled back, made it close. But Albany's got a good team. They got a lot of good players, so that'll be a good game.
Other part of that bracket includes Denver versus Notre Dame. They'll meet on Saturday on Long Island at Hofstra.
You know, I know Denver, I was watching them a little bit this weekend. They got a great faceoff guy. So he's one of the best in the country. You know, that's a huge part of the game, being able to control possession. You know, if anyone, you know, watches, it's, you know, really, it can change the game.
And Notre Dame, one of the more established programs outside of the Atlantic region. Another is Ohio State and the Buckeyes out of the Big Ten advancing with a win over Loyola from Maryland. Meanwhile, an upset in that Duke knocks off Johns Hopkins. The Blue Jays were seeded at number six before falling.
Yeah, I'm sure Coach Petromala wasn't very happy about that one, but they're a good program, and Ohio State will have their hands full, I think, with Duke.
Then it's Towson versus Syracuse. The Orange with another one-goal win. They beat Yale by the final of 11-10. Syracuse now 10-1 in games decided by the narrowest of margins.
Yeah, they're a good program. I mean, they've had a lot of close games, but they keep finding ways to win. I mean, a win's a win.
All right, so now that you're looking forward to the Final Four here in Foxborough, who's going to get there? Your predictions on these quarterfinal matchups, Maryland versus Albany.
I'm going to have to go with Maryland. I'm going to stick with the Big Ten, you know. I never liked playing Maryland, but I got to go with the Big Ten, so I'm going to take Maryland over Albany.
And how about Denver versus Notre Dame?
Denver. I think that they're going to be able to control the game. It'll be a close game. I think they're going to squeeze it out, though.
You going to stick with conference allegiance, Ohio State versus Duke?
I'm going to go with Duke. I watched the game against Hopkins. They have a really good team. They're playing really well. You know, again, it'll be a close game. I think Ohio State's going to come prepared, but I think Duke's going to come out on top of that one.
And then it's Towson, Syracuse.
Syracuse. I'm going to go with Syracuse on that one. You know, they're probably number two seed. They're one of the best programs in the country this year, so I'm going to go with Syracuse.
And the final question is, since you did such a great job today, willing to do it again next week?
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll be around.
All right, great stuff, Chris. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The 2017 NCAA Lacrosse Final Four is coming to Gillette Stadium over Memorial Day weekend. For more information or to order your tickets, log on to ncaa.com/lacrosse. Or call 508-384-9253.